This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's 7 past the hour on the DJV show. Rich McFadden in for the traveling Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen here with you. At least one of the DJV here is with you. So,
last Victoria, letter standing.
I know. All right, so what's going on with your morning so far? Hope you're up and at them, getting out and about. The big important news of the day, all right? So we're going to talk about the Trump administration going to appeal the asylum that's been blocked, the restrictions. And we're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi. But first, really important, Starbucks has new holidays drinking straws, and they're getting mixed reactions. Oh, my God. What will we do? Now, didn't Starbucks go to the paper straws last year? Do I remember that? Because they wanted to get rid of the plastic.
They want to get rid of straws by like 2025. Or, you know, they have a goal for getting rid of straws. But I don't. They have new lids. Is that maybe what you're thinking of? They have those new plastic lids that look like an adult sippy cup.
Beautiful. All right. So anyway, what's with the straws? Who cares? Why? Why should we care about the straws?
Well, do plastic straws? I mean, that's a big a big deal.
Why are there new holiday straws?
I think they're new holiday
drinks. Yeah, there's a new holiday drink.
Oh,
I don't know where you're getting that new holiday straws.
We're like, what is going on?
Okay. So the new holiday drink is called the Juniper Latte, and it has and it's getting very mixed reviews. Some people say it tastes like grass and dirt. So that's not it's espresso mixed with juniper syrup and steamed milk. And juniper is the berry that gin is made from. But like, even if you think about like just gin alone does not go well with coffee. You know, like coffee mixes well with rum or whiskey or even vodka if you do like an espresso martini. But gin and coffee is gross. So I don't know why they came up with the juniper latte, but I don't know. It's not something that I would want to try.
This is it's big news. Big news. Okay, great. Glad to.
I'm glad you, like, you know, totally confused everyone.
I'm big on the straws. All right. So the Trump administration is going to try to appeal an order blocking the asylum restrictions. Here's my thing here. Okay, the Ninth Circuit Court. We all know the Ninth Circuit Court. The kind of farther left circuit court out in San Francisco. And they basically try to block anything that Trump does. I heard a very good question this week. How does a district court that has a specific boundary block an order that is a national executive order or law from Congress or the Senate? And there's really no answer to that. Apparently the answer is that it's just kind of accepted that when a district court challenges something that you don't fight it. And for some reason, I don't know why Trump wouldn't, but now they have to go to court to block it instead of him just saying, you only have this much territory that you oversee. Okay, so great. I can't do this asylum restrictions there, but I can do it everywhere else in the country. And I don't know why Trump doesn't challenge that. So, I don't know. So what's he going to do today? So the ACLU, the Ninth Circuit Court, they're all involved in this, trying to block these asylum people coming over and applying
for
asylum.
Well, I guess legally, the reason that it's a temporary, basically like a restraining order. It only lasts until December 19th. But I guess the reason that the judges ruled in that way is because they said it directly conflicts with the Immigration and Nationality Act. So that either needs to be changed if we're going to, you know, if we're going to follow along with what the Trump administration wants to do, or that's going to be upheld because it's, you know, it's legal precedent. So it's going to be upheld no matter what court it goes to. So they're either going to, it's like the Muslim ban, you know, and that got changed and rewritten so many times,
right?
Because, you know, if there's legal precedent, you'd have to change the law in order to get around that.
But in the end, he won there, and the Muslim ban, the quote-unquote Muslim ban, went through. It was approved.
Well, they had to rewrite so much of it, though, and they had to write it in a way that it was no longer in conflict with, I think it was the same act, the Immigration and Nationality Act.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, hopefully, the bottom line is that we work out a situation where they just can't run across the border, jump into the United States, apply for asylum, sit here for 2 years while they wait and figure out how to get, you know, in this part of our communities and get free stuff. I mean, hopefully we can figure out a way where Mexico says, okay, listen, we're going to let all these people walk through our country up to your border, and now we'll take care of them for the next
year. Well, I think Mexico is learning a hard lesson.
I think they are, too, and a good lesson.
Yeah, I think Mexico is now, they know, okay, we can't just turn a blind eye because, you know, when we were talking earlier this week about, you know, what happened, I asked the question, and I don't know the answer to this, but, like, what's going on at the southern border of Mexico? Like, how do you let all these people just storm through there and then make it all the way up? Mexico is a big country with a lot of land to cover, so how do you let everybody make it all the way up to Tijuana? They're just assuming, well, this is going to be the United States' problem, but now it's Tijuana's problem. So I think that they've learned a really hard lesson.
Here's what I know, okay, is that people who come to the States and work and earn money, and even if they don't earn $100,000, even if they earn $15,000, $16,000, something like that, a lot of that money goes back to their families. I mean, I know guys back from when I was in the car business 20 years ago who used to come up and work for 6-8 months, make 30-40 grand doing whatever, and then they would load up trucks with just stuff that they could take back and sell and cash.
Mm-hmm.
And they would take all of these goods and cash back from the United States back into their country. So I've got to think that the money that Mexico lets people pour back into their country and then the other countries back to them, it's good for cash flow. Now, what other reasons they might have to be able to let people just kind of go through their country, I don't know. Maybe there's some money spent while people go through, I don't know. But I know that there's a lot of cash that leaves the United States and goes back to Mexico, Guatemala, and all these other Central American countries.
Well, the currency value alone, you know, you compare the dollar to the peso, you know, there are people, you know, in lots of different, I grew up at the racetrack, so my dad's a horse trainer. So, you know, everybody is from Mexico and South America working at the racetrack, and they'll work for however many years and then go back to wherever they're from and buy a mansion.
Yep.
You know, and they live large. And, you know, they're hardworking people. There's nothing, I have nothing against, I'm the daughter of an immigrant. I have nothing against immigrants whatsoever.
I'm married to one and I adopted one.
Yeah, so. I just, you know, I do want, if you're going to stay here, I do want, you know, I don't have kids, but if I had kids and they were in a public school system and kids of immigrants were there, if they're not paying into the same system tax-wise and upholding the schools, then, you know, that's where I would have a serious issue with it.
Now you got me started.
Well, I don't understand, and I've said this from the very beginning, and I am a Democrat and liberal in many, many ways, but I don't understand the sanctuary city thing at all. I just don't. I don't understand the benefit of it. I don't get it. And I don't understand why people on the left can't appreciate and just take a look at, like, basic math. there are people attending school who are not paying into the school. Like, that's
my
basic
wife,
math to me.
My wife works for our county and is the liaison for a couple of schools to the Latin community who needs services and help. So if the parents don't speak English, she mm-hmm. kind of helps them, you know, translate between the teachers and the conferences, or helps them get services that they might need, like free lunch and free
right.
field trips and whatever it is, band equipment, whatever it might be. And she, let's say she has 20 different cases in any given school year. 10 of those will be really honest people who need help. And 10 of those will be people who are working the system, live in $500,000 houses, drive $30,000 cars, have two of them, and they are just working the system for free lunch, free field trips, free books, free bookcases, free instruments, free whatever. And even to the point where they come and ask for, when the local churches come to the schools and say, we would like to donate Christmas gifts to needy children, can you please suggest a few families? They will apply for that. And my wife will have to tell them, listen, there are a lot of kids that need these
yeah.
gifts a lot more than you do. Your kids will be fine at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
There are other kids who will get nothing. And they are the ones who are going to get these gifts.
Yeah,
and it's just, it's such abuse. Like, so like half of what she does is for families that are really abusing the system.
Mm.
And it's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. And I want everybody to be able to go to school. I want everyone to learn English. And, you know, and Doug and I go back and forth on this sometimes because he doesn't like to go to Lowe's because they have some signs in Spanish. Okay, well, you know, obviously they're appealing to their customer base, and I have no problem with that. And we do not have a national language. Despite what a lot of people say, we do not have an official language in this country.
We should.
Well, there are a lot of countries that have multiple languages, so I'm fine with that as well. But, you know, making the argument of just saying, well, everyone should just learn English, and like Doug loves to say that. Well, you know what? My father, to be perfectly honest, my father is lucky he came from a country that did speak English. Because if my father came from a country that didn't speak English, he had basically no education and no chance or opportunity at all to learn English or to even go to school. So, like, I take serious, serious issue with people saying that if you come to this country, you should already know how to speak English.
First thing my wife did when she got here was took English classes.
And that's fine, but that's total BS to say that that if you live here, you have to learn how to speak, you know, you should speak English.
That's where we're going to agree to disagree. So, all right.
If you don't have the education, though, Rich, how do you learn? You can't learn. You don't have the education.
You watch cartoons. That's what my wife did. And soap operas. And you if you can't take the classes, you watch Bugs Bunny, because that's the easiest way to learn English if you don't have.
Well, a lot of people do that. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. We'll never solve this problem. 18 past the hour on the DJV show.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
I got news for you. He's not still standing. No, no, no. Elton John had to cancel a show 30 minutes before the start time the other day because of an ear infection. So he canceled the concert in Orlando Tuesday night just about 30 minutes before going on in front of a sold-out angry crowd. So why were they angry, Victoria?
Well, they were angry because they were already in the venue. And apparently he did it 30 minutes after it was supposed to start. So
30 minutes after it was
started. Yeah, so you've literally got an arena full of people who have already bought T-shirts for $40 a pop. They've already bought beer for like $15 a drink or vodka or whatever else you spend at a venue, which is, you know, ridiculous amounts of money. And then they get the announcement, oh, Elton has to cancel the show tonight. So there were a lot of angry fans. They said that it's going to be rescheduled. He also had to cancel a show in Tampa, Florida last night. There was one fan who tweeted, no problem selling food, drinks, and merch for 2 hours prior to the announcement. I'm not a doctor, but fairly certain ear infections that are that brutal that a performer can't go on, they don't just pop up right at showtime. This evening was a disgrace. So Elton has not really said anything. His people issued a statement saying that he's on antibiotics, he has a bad ear infection, and apparently he got to the venue, and then once he was there, he met with doctors, and they told him not to go on. So, right. I don't know what the deal is with that. But
so we have to figure out here, okay, did Elton...
Obviously, this is a contract thing, I think.
Right.
This is a union contract thing, where Elton claims he's in the building, maybe he really was, but then he was too sick to go on. So there has to be a clause in his contract so he doesn't get sued for millions of dollars. I'm guaranteed that's what this is all about.
Yeah, well, and
it sucks for
also,
the fans, though.
Also, it does suck for the fans. They're the ones who get the short end of the stick here, or the short straw here. But here's the thing. Was Elton the hero for just saying, I can power through it, I can power through it, and then in the end he couldn't? Or was he the jerk for going, I just don't feel like it. I just don't feel like it. I'm not going on. Because he is a bit of a prima donna.
Well, I think it's nice when fans at least have a little bit of advance notice that, like, someone isn't feeling well, so you can at least have that expectation of, like, okay, maybe something might happen.
You know what?
When you have no notice at all, and then suddenly someone's just like, oh, no, I don't feel great, I think it makes them feel a lot less inclined to forgive you.
If I were Elton John, I would be out on that stage going, listen, I am so sorry. I really, really am. But I... there's no way I can sing with this ear infection. I can't hear myself.
Right.
It affects my throat. I cannot. And then I would walk into the audience and start shaking hands, signing autographs for an hour, and just do whatever you could to at least look like you have a little bit sincere that you are apologetic about this.
Yeah. I know. And there was one person who tweeted, and this is makes sense, will you refund my airfare and hotel that I paid for to attend this show? What a colossal screw-up. You know, think about it. A lot of these big venues, people travel a great distance to get to them.
Yeah.
So it's to not have any advance notice, it's awful.
I don't think
you want any new fans with this one.
I don't do the big venue shows anymore, and not because of this, because it just doesn't happen that often. But you know what? That always makes me wonder. You know, we're in radio, and no matter what, you have to go on the air. You know, you're sick, you got a bad stomach, you got a bad throat, you just figure it out, and you just go on, and then after the show, you go home and crash. I always wonder...
singing is obviously different in
performing,
with
these rock stars. I mean, I just heard somebody talking the other day. It's like, whatever it is, you get up on stage, you do your thing, you pretend like you're having fun, and then you go die. And that's got to be a hard thing to perform when you just aren't feeling well.
Yeah.
And if you're doing 200 shows a year, like, I can't imagine.
He's also 72 or something. Yeah, it's not like he's, you know.
A-cha-ching, a-cha-ching, a-cha-ching. There it is. Yeah. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV and Elton John Show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Vehicle-to-everything communication technology, or V2X, is poised to change the way cars operate in the very near future. Numerous automakers are working on V2X systems, some of which already are available. Amongst those automakers is Ford, which thinks it one day could eliminate traffic lights. Ford will trial an intersectional priority management, or IPM, system on the streets of the United Kingdom. The system will demonstrate that cars don't have to stop at intersections or traffic lights. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com and remember...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, including in the nation's capital, where President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump helped light the national Christmas tree outside the White House last evening.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We just have to say it all together. Merry, Merry Christmas. It's great to be with you. And let's light the tree.
The lighting coming a few hours after President Trump made news when he said he would not rule out pardoning his former campaign chief, Paul Manafort. The president telling the New York Post a pardon is, quote, not off the table, though he says it's not something he's ever discussed. Trump again slamming the Russia investigation. The White House hasn't confirmed it, but the Kremlin claims that President Trump's meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin is still on for this Saturday, despite the Russian seizure of some Ukrainian vessels. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Four past the hour on the DJ V Show. Doug Steffen is on the road taking a well-deserved vacation. Went down to Peru and climbing Machu Picchu. And not the little Disney climb. He's doing the full climb all the way up. And we think he actually bought a backpack before he left. So hopefully he's well-prepared for that. So he'll be back next week. Until then, Rich McFadden here with you and along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. And talking about what's going on the U.S. and world news right now, okay? This is in the U.S. and world news section. A utility company has been asked to explain their possible role in the deadly campfire. A federal judge is giving California's Pacific Gas and Electric until December 31st to explain its role in any of the recent major wildfires. This seems to be a trend in California, doesn't it, Victoria?
Yeah, and you know, it'll be interesting to see what they come up with. I know that this is the California's Pacific Gas and Electric Company. They have been sort of, the fingers have been pointed at them. They haven't been officially blamed for starting the campfire. That is the California's deadliest and most destructive fire in its history. So they are still figuring out the death count. They're missing people. 150,000 acres have been destroyed, and businesses, and it's such a disaster. So they have until December 31st to give an explanation as to what was going on. I know some of the power lines were down. Some people reported seeing them sparking, so that probably contributed to it. But it'll be interesting to see. This could, I mean, they could be put out of business. I don't know how public utilities. If you think about how many lawsuits they've already got, victims that are suing them.
How are you going to put a power company out of the business? The government will have to pay all of it. And
someone's
basically
gonna have to,
you and I in Virginia and New Jersey will end up paying for this because you can't let the power company go out of business. You just have to pay for it. So the insurance company will pay what they pay, and then the government will end up paying. The state and federal government will end up paying the rest, which means you and I will end up paying for all the people who sue and get reimbursed. So we end up paying to rebuild the houses, yada, 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 yada. Here's what makes me mad here, okay? It's a utility company. They have power lines running through all over the state that catches on fire at a whim. You would think that at least under the power lines that they would manage the brush.
Mm-hmm.
But no. When a power line sparks and goes down, it creates a quick flash wildfire that just spreads. Why wouldn't you dig all of the brush that's underneath these power lines for, I don't know what, 40 feet wide outside of the power lines so that if anything does break, because it happens. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just put dirt or gravel down there?
Right.
So that something can't catch on fire. Because power line's
going to break. Well, obviously, after what's happened now, this is going. California is going to have to address this from the very top, from the governor all the way down to the power company. They're going to have to figure this out because it's only in their own best interest. Do you want to lose another 150,000 acres and loss of life?
Here's what angers me. Here's what they don't take responsibility for this.
Well,
nobody's
taking
responsibility.
They're going to have to take some responsibility now.
But they aren't. They're just saying global warming, global warming.
Well, the federal judge has already said you're going to have to come up with an explanation by the 31st, and I think that they are going to be on the hook for
this. Federal judge is demanding an explanation from the power company, not from the governor, and not from the people who are supposed to be making sure that these fires don't happen in places where it could easily get sparked.
Well, the other thing is, I think the reason that a federal judge is involved in this is because there was a lot of misreporting that this was all, California's problem. It is California's problem, and a lot of it was their land, but there's also a lot of federal land involved here. So this is going to have to go between the state of California and the federal government. They're going to have to figure this out because brush was not cleared on federal land either. Mm. So who's in charge of doing that? That's
right.
Also, there's going to be a finger pointed at somebody who's in charge of that.
All right. Well, speaking of California, the entertainment industry of the world, or the center of the universe, this is a pretty big day in television history. It's the 50th anniversary of Star Trek's famous interracial kiss. Have you guys even seen this scene? Have you ever seen it? Now you would see it on YouTube, right?
Yeah, I haven't really watched Star Trek at all. I saw a picture.
Stop. You've never watched Star Trek?
No.
None of them?
None of it appeals to me at all. No.
None of them?
No.
No.
I'm not into sci-fi. I'm not a sci-fi fan.
Yeah, I'm a big sci-fi geek, but I was never a fan of the original Star Trek. Now I find it kind of campy and fun.
And I love Shatner. Like I love him as just in general. So,
right.
But I don't know. It just looked a little too weird for me. But anyway, but to answer your question, I did look this up and I wanted to see what the big, you know, it's an interracial kiss, and I was like, what's the big deal?
It's an intergalactic kiss.
Well, apparently 50 years ago, this really was a big deal, and so I started looking this up, and apparently in 1968, November 22nd, 1968, the episode called Plato's Stepchildren of the original Star Trek, that's when it aired, and that was only 1 year after the U.S. Supreme Court declared interracial marriage to be legal, so I didn't even realize that. So to have 1 year later have this big interracial kiss between Shatner and the actress was Nichelle Nichols. And apparently she wrote a book talking all about this, which was kind of interesting, because the showrunners, the people who are, you know, the producers and everybody behind the scenes, they were very worried about the reaction from southern states. And so they weren't sure how that was going to go down. And so they filmed the kiss between Shatner and Nichols so that their lips were mostly obscured, and it was really more of the back of her head. And then they wanted to film a second one where it happened off screen. But Nichols said in her book that she and William Shatner got together, and they decided that they wanted the kiss to be seen, so they deliberately messed up their lines in order to force that the original take where you see them kissing was the one that they had to use. So I thought that was kind of cool that both of them together were like, no, we're going to make this happen. And so despite the concerns from executives, apparently, the episode was super popular. It didn't get any major, you know, any backlash or anything. And actually, it got the most fan mail that Paramount Studios had ever gotten for a Star Trek episode before.
No,
so
doesn't say whether it's good or bad, though.
No, fan mail. People saying that it was so great that they had not gotten any other, they hadn't gotten more fan mail for any other episode or anything like that for Star Trek. So they, it ended up being a big success, which is cool.
Yeah, groundbreaking show in many ways.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. You guys have to go watch at least a couple of episodes.
I mean, I can maybe give you one.
Well, you know what? I mean, there's only three seasons. It's not like there's.
Really?
Yeah. It was only on for 3 years.
It's on for like 25 years.
No, 3 years.
It's changing. And then there's a different guy who's the captain, right? There's a different Kirk or the different...
Well, they had different...
There's like the next generation
and the generation beyond that. Right, that's the one I liked.
And the future generations. It's a lot.
Yeah, no, the next generation was the one at Jean-Luc Picard. That was the one I watched.
It's coming back again.
It is? Oh, good.
Yeah.
I like that
with
one.
With Jean-Luc Picard. That's, what's his name? Blanking on his
yes,
name.
Him.
Patrick Stewart?
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah. I'm surprised that you... So you haven't seen any of the Chris Pine movies, Victoria?
No.
I know.
Those are great.
Because they're actually really good. They're really funny. They have good chemistry between everyone. I think that you would actually like it. It's not super
I've heard that it's good.
Yeah,
it's not geeky.
You don't have to be a big sci-fi fan. Yeah, it's
right,
more
it's an
action.
Action movie.
But I guess
else.
I figured I'd be lost because I didn't know any about
it.
I think
they do a good enough job explaining, because I haven't seen any of the original Star Trek stuff. I've never really been into that, but I've definitely seen all the new Star Trek movies. And you don't have to have any of that background information.
How did you meet a guy and you get married if you've never seen a Star Trek, if you're not a sci-fi fan?
What?
Guys are like...
Oh, so that's my problem.
Kara, there you go. Rich just unlocked the secret to your singledom.
Did you ever have a conversation with Lewis about, you know, sci-fi and like...
Star Wars. I had not seen Star Wars until we dated.
And he still married you?
Yeah.
God love
him. I've watched Star Wars with him.
Okay.
But now I ask too many questions, and he doesn't want to watch Star Wars.
No, but you were open to watch it. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. He doesn't like Star Trek at all, so that was never an issue. And I love Star Wars now. I just was never into it before.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's cool.
He had never seen Breakfast at Tiffany's, but he likes that now.
Yeah, I would never watch it unless I was with a woman. We watched Crazy Rich Asians last week, which is one of those movies that I'd never watch unless my wife brought it home. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I really liked it.
It's really funny. It's a funny movie. And it's like it's a movie that guys like. So it's a chick flick that guys will like. So funny. All right, so other entertainment news. Jay Leno and Jeff Foxworthy are going to headline the 2019 Nashville Comedy Festival. Why is Jay Leno at the Nashville Comedy Festival?
Well, he's doing stand-up again. He's been, you know, besides just, like, doing his car show, he's been doing a lot of stand-up shows. So, yeah. In, like, Vegas and out in L.A. So, I guess this is just kind of part of his tour.
So, this isn't like some hee-haw comedy festival where you have to be one of the redneck comedians.
No, not at all. Because, I think that there probably is an element of that because it's going to be all around Nashville at the Ryman, at the Grand Ole Opry, the Polk Theater, and Zany. So it's going to be a bunch of different comedians at all different places. So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm going to Nashville in March for the first time. So Nashville is where it's at, apparently.
Yeah, I've been there twice in the last 2 years. It's a fabulous, fabulous town.
Yeah, well, it's a great lineup. I don't know if you know who Sebastian Maniscalco is. He's a New York comic who is very, very funny, and he actually just sold out Madison Square Garden. So he's going to be on this list. Ali Wong is also on it, and Jim Jeffries. So along with Jay Leno and Jeff Foxworthy, and then there's some other comedians that they're going to be adding. Janine Garofalo is in there, too. I didn't know she was doing stand-up again, but I guess she is.
I didn't know she was still around, yeah.
Yeah, Rita Rudner is also doing some stuff.
Yeah,
so
funny.
It'll kind of be cool. So the NashvilleComedyFest.com is where all that stuff is if you're interested in going to that.
I have to tell you, if you love comedy in Nashville, when you go to Nashville, you have to do the Nash Trash Tour.
That sounds fun.
It's these two comedian women in their 50-ish type range. And they basically do this redneck tour of Nashville on this pink school bus that they've painted.
Oh, that's
and
fun.
You get in the school bus with beer and
nice.
You ride around town and they basically do this trashy redneck tour and they tell you all like the behind the scenes scoop of who's, you know, hooking up with who and all this other and it is the funniest thing and they make you part of the show. So I get on this bus in Nashville with my Colombian wife and of course they spot her in a heartbeat and they, you know, do you have papers, ma'am? And it's just it is the funniest show I've ever seen in my life.
All right, I'll add that to our list.
You have to do it. You have to. So tons of fun. All right, more entertainment news coming up on the DJV show. It's 47 past the hour.
It's predicted by the CDC that 50% of all Hispanics will develop type 2 diabetes over their lifetime. However, it may be prevented or controlled by healthy eating and weight loss. To kick off National Diabetes Awareness Month, Aguacates Fresco Saborea Uno Hoy unveils a free printable wallet-sized guide designed to share tips and inspiration that can help reduce the risk. Registered dietitian Sylvia Melendez Klinger.
Hispanics are more likely to be overweight than non-Hispanics, creating a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. A winning strategy in the fight against diabetes is to recognize that every bite counts. Smart choices like fresh avocados are delicious, filling, and help keep us healthy.
The Dietary Guidelines for Americans emphasizes making small dietary shifts to work towards an overall healthy eating pattern.
Changing eating habits can be hard, but access to free resources like this in Spanish and English is a big benefit for families to help keep healthy options like fresh avocados top of mind.
To learn more, visit saboreaunohoy.com/diabetes card.
My feet are so cold.
That's because you're wearing just ordinary socks. You should try what I'm wearing. Heat Holders. They're the warmest socks out there.
Heat Holders are the warmest thermal socks. Independent lab tests prove it. Our 3-stage process makes Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. Go to heatholders.com, get a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal to save 25% off and receive free shipping on a purchase of $25 or more. Use the code BLIZZARD25 until November 26th on heatholders.com. Go to heatholders.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Coming up on 49 past the hour on the DJV show, Rich, Kara, and Victoria with you. And what's the scoop on the Royals and the baby-making machines?
Well, an Irish betting company that's called Paddy Power, which is hilarious, they have had a sudden, unusual surge of bets that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are having twins. The company, Paddy Power, says this could possibly mean that someone betting might have insider knowledge about the Duchess's pregnancy. Paddy Power said an unprecedented amount of bets on Meghan and Harry to have twins has forced us to stop taking bets on the market altogether. The odds of twins has reached as high as 5. 5-1, and that's right before they suspended the betting on November 23rd. Now, you can bet on all kinds of other things, though. Hair color, the name, if it's a girl. Diana, of course, is in the lead with 8-1 odds, and Arthur leads the pack of boys' names with 12-1 odds. So we'll see. We have to. If they do have twins, it'll be the first twins in the royal family since 1430.
I don't even know what to say. 50 past the hour on the DJV show.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Three past the hour on the DJV show. Victoria, Kara, and Rich here with you. It's time for entertainment news with Chuck Curry and Movie Moments. And Chuck, what in the world was that piece of music from?
That's the theme to Gremlins, Rich. Come
on. How did I not recognize
it? Duh, Rich. It's the best Christmas movie ever.
right. One, not only a great Christmas movie, but one of the big smash hits of the, of 1984. I'm gonna I don't want the word I'm looking for. I saw this movie 10 times in a movie theater in 1984.
Good Lord, why?
Yeah, I did, because I loved it. I thought it was a terrific film. But anyway, see if you can guess this. The person who voiced Gizmo in Gremlins in this movie turned 64 years old today. You know who it is?
It's not Robin Williams.
It's not.
I don't know.
I don't remember Gizmo talking.
It's kind of like...
Yeah, like that.
Bright light.
Right.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Howie Mandel.
No, really?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, Howie Mandel. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Howie's 64.
Wow. He's 64.
Wow. He's had a good career.
Still
he's got Deal or No Deal coming back on.
Does he really?
Yeah, it's coming back.
Good Lord. And he was, what was the name of the TV show he was on for years, Chuck? Where he was the doctor.
St. Elsewhere.
Yeah, that was kind of like his big start, right?
Yeah, that made him a name. And he's done very well. He's done very well on these reality shows, Deal or No Deal, whatever. He's made a lot of money.
And America's Got Talent. I will tell you Hooray for Howiewood is one of the funniest stand-up specials that I've ever seen in my life.
He's actually funny? Because I like him a lot on America's Got Talent. I just don't find him to be that funny.
You can't find the special anymore. I've looked for it on YouTube and other things. But if you can find Hooray for Howiewood, his stand-up routine that he did on HBO like 20 years ago, you will crack a rib laughing. It is the funniest thing. So you've got a lot to do here this weekend, Victoria. You have to watch.
I know. You have to watch Bachelor Party. You're going to make me a shut-in.
You have to watch Bachelor Party because Tom Hanks
was
one of the funniest people before he got like an Oscar. And then you have to watch the three seasons of Star Trek, and then you have to watch Hooray for Howiewood stand-up routine because it's hysterical. Chuck, we were talking before about how Bachelor Party is a really funny movie because Tom Hanks was so funny in the beginning of his career when Trading Places. What was the name of the TV show he was on where he dressed up like a girl?
Bosom Buddies.
He was so funny. The guy was so, and he still got it in. But you know, see it.
There's one other actor who I look at almost parallel to what Tom Hanks has done, and he hasn't become the megastar, but he's very well respected and a great talent. That would be Michael Keaton, because if you look at Michael Keaton's first movie role, which was Night Shift, the Ron Howard movie, back in the early '80s, he was just as silly and goofy as the early work of Tom Hanks.
Wait. Feed mayonnaise to the tuna fish. Call Stark.
Exactly.
I mean, the guy was hysterical. And then in Beetlejuice. He was hysterical.
But then in the year before he did Batman, which was 89, he did a movie in 1988, the same year as Beetlejuice, called Clean and Sober, which he played a drug addict. And it's a great, it's a drama, co-stars Morgan Freeman. It showed that he was a terrific, dramatic actor. And that's why I knew he'd be a good Batman in 1989, despite the fact there was so much controversy of his casting. I just want to point out one bit of news I want to get your opinion on. In an Instagram post re-released yesterday, Sylvester Stallone says that this most likely will be the end of his career as Rocky. He said, sadly, all things must pass and end. And if you watch Creed 2, it really does feel like the Rocky saga should end. It has a beautiful, poetic ending that is extremely moving, and there's a few shots toward the end of the film where you just say to yourself, this should be the end of Rocky on the big screen, because I think it's a perfect ending for the character.
Not buying it.
I'm going to say it's accurate. I would be surprised if Stallone comes back is Rocky again.
Stallone might come back, but the movie, it might be 20 years.
Oh, I think that franchise will go on with Michael B. Jordan. I don't know how good it'll be without Stallone, because I like Michael B. Jordan, but Stallone is in
the world
of that franchise.
All right, there it is. It's 58 past. I think movie studios will keep it going for another 50 years. 58 past on the DJV show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.